This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Just announced Shelby GT350. It was announced at the Los Angeles International Auto Show just a few weeks back, and we're going to get the inside scoop on that particular vehicle. But we're also going to be talking about the Mustang in general, the Shelby, the Boss, and the 50th Mustang birthday that is going on right now for 2014-2015. Actually, there's a special edition package that you can order on your 2015 Mustang that honors the 50 years of the Mustang. So we're going to be focusing on that product in the first half hour of the program. Coming up in the second half hour, we'll be joined by Tom Appel, who's become a regular contributor here on the broadcast. He is a publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're going to be talking about some new cars as well as going back in time and remembering some of the best-looking cars of 1980. So we're going to go back in time with Tom. Telephone-wise, let me give you the telephone number. It is toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out to me via the email anytime throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, 24-7, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us now on the program, it's my pleasure to welcome James Owens II, who is the Shelby Boss and 50th Mustang Celebration Marketing Manager for the Ford Motor Company. Hey, James, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing? We very much appreciate having you here on the broadcast.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, and you know, on a Sunday morning, even though it's only about 30 degrees here in Detroit, what better way to start the day than talking about, you know, burning fossil fuels, rubber, and getting your way around a racetrack?
You are my kind of guy. There's no question about that. Well, let's talk about the big news. The legend returns. The Shelby GT350 is going to be back for model year 2016. It will be available during calendar year 2015. And if we look back in time, the original Shelby GT350 was introduced in 1965.
Yeah, so 50 years, right? I mean, we've been celebrating 50 years of Mustang, April 17th, 1964, at the World's Fair in New York. A cultural icon was born. And, you know, within the first calendar year, selling over a million of those things, and it hit the marketplace, right? I mean, it hit the feeling of the times. And we think 50 years later, with the 2015 Mustang GT, you know, limited edition, the one you were talking about before, along with the GT350, that we're hitting the time at the, you know, hitting with the right product at the right time.
Absolutely. I know I myself love Mustangs. I've owned more Mustangs than any other particular car in my life, so I'm very much a fan of all things Mustang and very excited about the introduction of this Shelby GT350 for 2016. It's going to use the most powerful naturally aspirated Ford production engine ever. It's a 5.2-liter V8 engine that uses a very unique crankshaft. Tell us about that, James.
So it is a flat plane crank. And, I mean, you know, the previous editions that we've done with, you know, the Shelby moniker, and Carol was involved, you know, with those cars. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to work directly for Carol for 4 years, and I know how much he loved that high horsepower, fire-breathing, 662 horsepower, 200-mile-an-hour car.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, if you've ever spent any time around Carol, you know, the first words out of his mouth, you know, would be, I want more horsepower. But that wasn't the roots of, you know, what made Carol famous. If you think about it, even back in his, you know, old chicken farming outfits, running as the only human being to win Le Mans as a driver, manufacturer, and team owner. He was about going left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And that lateral performance that you and I find so much fun, you know, I'd sell my kids to do track time, right? get out there to get out on VIR or Watkins Glen or Laguna Seca. You know, I mean, it's about laterally delivering performance, of which one component is that horsepower. And, you know, if you remember, and your listeners remember, you know, Carroll wanted it, you know, by God, naturally aspirated until Mr. Paxton and Mr. Bachman showed him the Paxton supercharged version on 66. But so it's naturally aspirated, and that flat plane crank does an awful lot. And you'll see that, you know, flat plane crank technology, I think probably the highest is probably 4, maybe 4.5 liters on some of the Ferraris.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been taken to this much displacement, and Ford Performance and the guys and gals who've been delivering these performance products worldwide for Ford took it on to deliver that free breathing, and, you know, that power band. You know, you said you drove the Boss 302.
Yeah.
And, you know, that power band was, you know, from 3 to 7,000 RPMs, you know, was peak torque power. The curve was straight up, flat across, and then, you know, kind of trailed off a little bit. This flat plane crank allows us to do that in a much higher horsepower. And I think what we've announced is it's going to be over 500 horsepower. And you know, you can't find a car, and we haven't announced pricing yet, but at any price, you know, with this type of engine technology. And Carroll, looking down on us, I think would be so pleased with this car. It is just a riot to drive.
Oh, absolutely. Having had the honor of knowing Carroll, interviewing him, and becoming a friend of his was just a thrill for me, being a kid that grew up during the era of the muscle cars, and it actually get the opportunity to speak with a gentleman and get to know him was really something that I very much treasure. And you're absolutely right, James. It was always, well, you know, this is good right now, but when are we going to get to the next power level? And, you know, he was just all about those numbers. But as you say, he also very much enjoyed racing. And it sounds like this GT350 for 2016 is a very balanced vehicle when we look at all the different areas of the vehicle, the suspension system, the braking system. I understand this is the most advanced braking system in a Ford product to date.
Well, and Carroll used to say this too, and for your listeners and for you, Bob, you'd appreciate this. Carroll, you know, he knew Edsel. You know, Edsel lived with him and worked with him growing up. He knew Jim Farley. He knew Raj Nair. He knew Bill Ford. He knows Mark Fields or knew Mark Fields.
Yeah.
But the people that he spent the most time with, you know, we're the design and release engineer on the suspension components. And I like to tell the story that, you know, in the later years, the engineers like Gene and Gene Martindale, one of the test drivers, Eric Zinkowski, John Pfeiffer, Albers, who does the engine, all the guys there who work in the performance area would get calls from Carroll at 7:30 in the morning. Eastern time. Now, that means it was 4:30 Pacific time.
Exactly.
And he'd pick up the phone, he goes, you know, Eric, I just got to thinking, what if we change the suspension like this? And I bring that up in answer to your question, that braking system, you have to be able to stop a car. Right, you put, you know, stupid amounts of horsepower in it, stupid amounts of lateral, you know, lateral G, so you can hit the apex as late as you want. You got to be able to bring the car to a stop. So even the post-tidal stuff that Shelby used to do with Ford Racing, you'd see the big six-piston bare, you know, calipers on these rotors that were 17 inches, and the brakes on this car will impress you not only in their heat dissipation, but their ability to stop. And we're so proud of it.
Absolutely. We'll put it in neutral. When we come back on the other side, more on the 2016 Shelby GT350 Mustang, as well as the 50th birthday of the Mustang. Don't go away. This is Auto World Live all across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. And speaking of Detroit, joining us from the Motor City right now is James P. Owens II, the Shelby boss and 50th Mustang Celebration marketing manager. We're getting everybody all excited and revved up about the latest addition to the Mustang lineup introduced at the L.A. Auto Show just a little while back. It's the 2016 Shelby GT350, and of course will come out during calendar year 2015, and we've got the North American International Auto Show around the corner, and that means perhaps even more surprises from the Mustang side of the fence. But before the break there, we were talking about the attention to detail and Carroll Shelby's influence on the Mustang over the years and how much Carroll would really enjoy this 2016 rendition. And James, you were telling us about Carroll's attention to suspension, and this is another area in which this Shelby GT350 has really got some cool technology. I understand there's some very, very innovative shock systems here. It's called MagnaRide. You can explain it better than I, but I understand the vehicle actually adapts as it rides down the road and can change in a really, really quick amount of time.
Yeah, and you know, MagnaRide has been out there for a while. And basically, you know, from me as a marketing person, because I don't carry an engineering degree, best way to explain it is that the metal particles within the fluid, within the suspension system, are fired in with a charge into it to magnetize it. Mm-hmm. To adjust the pressure. And so, you know, our friends that we drive the bow ties, the Z28 has it, the ZL1 has it. Mm-hmm. So MagnaRide is a trademark and, you know, a patented technology. So that you can take off the shelf. What makes ours so special is those men and women and the expertise that they put in there, because part of it, you know, in any technology today, it's, you know, if you think of Carroll and his, you know, merry band of hot rodders back in the 60s, you know, they'd be climbing inside the front engine bay and hanging parts and taking them off and going out and testing it. And so now, fast forward 50 years, they're doing it with computers and hardware, you know, to make that suspension system so responsive. There's a couple of really important things. And you say you're a Mustang owner, and, you know, a lot of our Mustang owners, well, we went away from the solid rear axle on the 2015 Mustang. You know, short of the Cobra R and the 304 Terminator, which had the independent, fully independent suspension. Other than that, oh, in the first Mustang that Klaus Arning and Carroll did, the first GT350 had independent rear suspension. That car is like worth $2 million. Mr. Davis owns it over at Barrett Jackson.
Wow.
It is a funny story. But anyways, to that point, it is the art and the science of the programming that fires it into that hardware to make it the most balanced Mustang we've ever done. And, you know, the solid rear axle had some limitations. You know, when you talk solid rear axle or independent suspension, you know, it's kind of like talking church and state, Democrat, Republican. You know, you're either solid rear axle guy or a fully independent.
Yep.
I am more of a solid rear axle guy, right? I like to put just, you know, unscrupulous amounts of horsepower. My 07 has 630 to the crank.
Uh-huh.
But what that independent suspension married with that MagnaRide allows it to do is makes a good driver great, and it makes your average driver comfortable and confident enough to go out on the track and enjoy that car and those performance characteristics, enjoy them safely. And that's what's so exceptional. So it's not just the hardware, that MagnaRide. It's how the men and women programmed it to fire to 7 milliseconds from the time
amazing?
That you fire the charge to the time it adjusts. And, I mean, if you think even Boss 302, the, you know, 12 and 13, those were, you know, physically, manually adjusted. You could take a dime and adjust it underneath the hood yourself. You know, one of four settings in the front and rear. But if you can think of this electronic system with the MagnaRide technology, making that car competent and competent if you're an early apex guy or gal or a late apex guy or gal. We're just so proud of it. And I've heard when you've been going in and out of breaks, you've been referring it to 16. We have not committed to what model year it is.
Just so you're aware,
we are saying it's going to be available late in the 15 calendar year. But to my knowledge, we've been model year agnostic.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you for clarifying that, James, because there are a lot of people out there, you know, already saying that it's a 16. So that
exactly. And I didn't, you know, the cards will play out over a period of time, but just we have not really truly said whether, you know, what model year it's going to be.
Well, let's talk about the all-new Mustang for 2015. As you say, this is the all-independent suspension, first time across the board. We've got the 2.3-liter EcoBoost-powered vehicle. We've got the V6, and we've got the GT, which is delivering now 435 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque. And then we have the specially designed 50th Anniversary Edition Mustang. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with this particular rendition, this particular package, tell folks a little bit about the coolness of this, because I think it's a really nice package that you guys have put together.
Yeah, and first, let me give the credit to Dave Parasak and Tom Barnes and the men and women who developed that Mustang. They're geeks just like you and I are, Bob, right?
Yep.
We'll all go out to the track together. You know, everybody from Farley, who races his old school Cobra, to Rajner, who, you know, race open wheel vehicles, to even Mark Fields used to take his buddies out to Vegas when he was out there, and we'd come out with Carol and we'd go out on the racetrack.
Uh-huh.
So from the top of the house down, you know, and Bill Ford owning, you know, every single Mustang that's ever been produced, from the top of the house down to people like Dave Parasak, who was the chief on the Mustang, Tom Barnes, who's the lead engineer, they understand what we like out of that car and know enough of what to put in it. And so you talk about the EcoBoost. Yeah, we did a little turbocharging. Remember the old SVO Mustang?
Oh,
a little
absolutely.
Lighter, you know, the old turbo coupe engine or the Mercur XR4 Ti type, you know, 2D turbo. And turbo is different today than what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The EcoBoost spools up, so the lag time when you get into that throttle pedal is so minuscule, you know. And what I like to talk about with the EcoBoost is, yes, it is economical. You can get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway in it. However, it is also 315 horsepower and 300 foot-pounds of torque.
Remarkable.
So if you go back to, like, the fifth platform, fifth generation, right, we had the Mustang, the 4.6-liter, come out at 300 horsepower in our V8.
Yes.
Now you have half the displacement, almost twice the miles per gallon, and 15 horsepower more. So it's, you know, you said the heyday of the muscle car era. I think we're in the heydays now.
Absolutely.
So proud of that car. And I can talk a little bit, if you want, about the 1964 limited edition later, because it is such a cool car and I'd love to talk about it.
Absolutely. Hang with us, James. Straight ahead, more with James P. Owens II telling us all about the Mustang for 2015. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Still to come, Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, but we are celebrating the 50th birthday of the Mustang with James P. Owens II, Shelby boss and 50th Mustang celebration marketing manager. We've been talking a lot about the upcoming Shelby GT350, the all-new one, and we're talking about nuances of that vehicle. And as you were pointing out, that EcoBoost engine is certainly a marvel of technology. And just to compare it to the old SVO, I remember the old SVO in its highest tune, which I believe was 1986 and a half model. It had 205 horsepower from the same 2.3 liters, and here we are all these years later. No turbo lag, none of the bad stuff that turbos used to have. All that's been eliminated. 310 horsepower, 320 pound-feet of torque from four cylinders. Absolutely remarkable numbers.
It's just amazing, and Bob, you know, I got my first experience with the SVO Mustang down in Martinsville, Virginia, back in the 80s. Yeah. Terry Mitchell from Mitchell Howell Ford said, you know, son, they don't like you for two reasons. You know, one, you're a Yankee, and he goes, I can't fix that. And he goes, number two, you don't know a lick about racing. And so he grabbed his service manager, and we took the car, and I proceeded to do 50 hot laps on the paperclip at Martinsville in an SVO Mustang. And, I mean, that was the preeminent race Mustang we had at the time.
Absolutely.
And this EcoBoost V6 that is your daily driver, you know, has that double that performance characteristics today. It's just, it's the best time to be a muscle car fan, you know,
it
or a sports car fan.
a golden era. When we look back at the number of Mustangs that have been sold since the car's 1964 debut, more than 9.2 million. What a remarkable achievement that is. And can't wait to hear more about this 50th anniversary edition Mustang, because we've already had a number of people email about that particular model. So tell us all about it.
Limited edition. We call it the 50 years limited edition, and it is available in only two. You only have two options: Kona Blue or Wimbledon White, which, you know, all of us geeks know the symbol, the significance of the Wimbledon White, and then manual or automatic. Those are your only two options. It is the performance pack on the Mustang. It's the only performance pack that's actually available on the automatic. The automatic has a 355 gear, the manual has the 373, the six piston Brembos, the 15.5-inch front rotors, you know, tweaked suspension for performance. But the really cool thing about it, Bob, is if you sit there with a bunch of Mustangers and you sit there and talk about it, you start arguing, well, is it really a 64.5 or is it a 65? Right. Back in the day, you know, it's swapped over. They're all then 65s. So regardless of whether, you know, you have an early 65 or a late 65, you know, the federal government all then tagged those 1965 model years. The significance and the difference in the quote unquote 64.5 is when the plant switched over to the different running lamps and the different alternator in there, when they did it at different times. So you'll get in fun, you know, over a beer arguments of, is this the 64.5 or is it a 65? And this car is the nod to that. And so 50 years from now, when my grandkids are, you know, celebrating the next 50 years of Mustang, this unique VIN-coded vehicle will only have 1,964 of them.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the cool part, a unique body code and unique VIN sequence code, so you will know which unit you have and whether or not it was, you know, the 2015 limited edition. So, like, the Haggertys of the world, you know, when they're going back down there and looking to insure the vehicle, they'll know specifically, based on the VIN number, what that car is. So it's kind of a little fun story, as well as just a great car.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit, James, about how the Mustang is rolling out. I'm hearing all kinds of reports that it's really selling like hotcakes, and that you guys are extraordinarily pleased with the way the Mustang has rolled out for 2015.
Yeah, we don't really talk about sales numbers necessarily, but I'll put it to you this way: they're not spending any time on the lot.
Yeah.
When you do a brand new platform, you know, this is the sixth generation, and by sixth generation, that means everything from the ground up is all brand new. You ramp up your production a little bit slower than just a model year change. So we're building that inventory as the plant, you know, the one that's sitting in my garage was built August 17th, and I just got it last week. You know, so we're building up that inventory for not only the people who, you know, truly love the car, but for the new sports car fans that we're bringing in based on the design, the beautiful design of the car and the way it handles. We're bringing in a whole new owner group, and we can't wait to have the inventory in there to fulfill their demand.
Yeah, I imagine that you're going to get a lot of what they call conquest buyers, new buyers to the Mustang, new buyers to the Ford brand with this new 2015 Mustang, because it's chock full of technology. It's got a really cool interior, and this vehicle really, surely is a global one. People around the world are going to want it.
Well, I'm a muscle car guy, right? And a lot of us are.
Yeah.
You know, this is a world-class sports car, as well as the nod to the American muscle car. So if you've driven or owned, you know, anything from 2014 back, you know, maybe minus the Terminator or Cobra R, that feel that you get from that car is still present in today's 15. But on top of that, the balanced ride for your daily driver, you know, on places like Laguna Seca, you know, the performance pack will be faster than the Boss 302.
Amazing.
You know, so we've done an awful lot of bridging that gap. For me to, you know, have on my title 75th year Mustang Celebration Manager, I need to bring in a whole new group of people and convert them into, you know, geeks like us. This car has the technology and the ride handling to be able to do that, as well as the design.
That is so cool. And the fact that you can get a lot of the technology that the previous generation didn't include, a lot of the safety features and a lot of the convenience features. I mean, you can get all the latest electronics here in the 2015, which I think is going to make it appeal to even more people.
It really is, without detracting from the people like us. You know, you can still look at that and say, yep, unmistakably, that's a Mustang. Right, I'm looking at my poster here in my house that we did for the 50-year celebration that says 64.5/65 and then puts a version of every Mustang from that time on there. You can look at all of those, including the Mustang 2 era. You remember Farrah Fawcett sitting on top of the white with the car?
Of course, yep.
Right? So it's unmistakably Mustang, but a beautiful designed car that even if it didn't have the 5.0 on the side and the pony on the front, people would look at that and go, wow, that's a beautiful car. And then with the 68 style fastback, right? You can see the lines, the pony tri-bar in the brake lights, the turn signals that go, you know, sequential across the board. You can find all those things that are unmistakably Mustang in a beautiful sports car. And that's why we're so proud of the design team, Maury and his group, and the engineering team led by Parasak, that, you know, this is the Mustang you want to drive.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, James, spending this time with you. We got to make a date and get you back on for a full hour and mix in some callers and some additional emails. But thank you so much for telling us all about the just recently introduced GT350. We look forward to the North American International Auto Show in Detroit coming up in January. And being a lifelong muscle car guy like yourself, boy, what a wonderful time to be in a position to drive a vehicle like this. This is truly the golden era.
It really is, Bob. Thanks so much for having us on, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future.
All right. Thank you very much. He is James P. Owens II, the Shelby, the Boss, and the 50th Mustang Anniversary Celebration Marketing Manager. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Sliding up to the microphone is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm really good. Good morning.
Got so many things to talk about here. Why don't we begin by talking about a story that you wrote in the Daily Drive, which is the blog at consumerguide.com. I really like this story, the five best-looking sedans and wagons of the new century. And you've got some very interesting choices here. And certainly when you stop and think about it, just as a consumer out there today, there are just so many different vehicles to choose from.
Yeah, there really are, and it's funny too how sedans are no longer punishment vehicles like they once were. They're actually, there are no coupe sales anymore, really, especially not in the non-luxury classes. So sedans are what we're looking at these days.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at this list that you've put together, and I really love a few of them on here that you've chosen. The Grand Coupe from BMW. This is, Mercedes started it with the CLS. They kind of took a four-door and gave it a coupe-like profile. It still is a four-door, but they call it a coupe. And now we've seen other manufacturers come along and do the same thing. Jag has done it. Of course, Audi has done it. Umpteen others have done it. But this particular BMW is definitely a looker.
Yeah, it really is. It's especially fantastic looking at M guys, but and with the matte finish, if you've had the opportunity to see that,
I have.
The handsome vehicle, really just wonderful sense of balance to it.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen that at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance in Connecticut. They had it on display. Not a vehicle that you see out on the highways and byways of North America, but boy, just a beautiful car. Another vehicle, and I've never had one of these as a test vehicle for a week, and I can't wait to one of these days. I would love to get the S variant of it, and there's an RS variant of it, but the Audi A7, I think, is just a really, really beautiful vehicle that also has a lot of functionality.
It does, yeah. It's got that classic fastback line that you don't see much anymore, or other makers just aren't doing as well. But I love the look of this car.
You've also got on the list here the 2009 to 2014 Cadillac CTS wagon. And this vehicle, no doubt about it, is going to be a future collectible, especially the V variant of this. I mean, if you want to buy a new car that is not going to depreciate that much or at all, I think you, a wise investment would be to find one of those V wagons. This is a cool vehicle, and you know, unfortunately, wagons kind of fallen out of grace a little bit, and a lot of people don't like the word wagon, but I don't understand that. This is just a good-looking vehicle.
Yeah, I'm a big wagon fan myself, and as I note, a lot of auto journalists are wagon fans. We don't seem to be able to convince the public.
But this is a really cool vehicle, and the V has the LS9 engine, the former ZR1 detuned power plant, just slightly detuned, but you can get it with either a manual transmission or an automatic, and that is what you call a hauling wagon if you equip it with the V package. Great choice there, Tom. You've also got on the list here the 2001 to 2009 Volvo S60. Volvo finally in this this century kind of came out of the box, as I call it. Some of the older Volvos, they were very, very good vehicles, but in the design department, they were a little uninspired.
Yeah, they really were. A lot of straight edges. And in a way, they were attractive in a very functional way. But it was more a love you had to cultivate than just looking at the car and then really falling for it. But, yeah, this generation S60 changed all that.
And this is a great vehicle if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle. Tom's got it on the list here. One of the five best-looking sedans and wagons of the new century, the 1998 to 2004 Audi A6. And I personally like the design of this generation better than the current generation.
Yeah, I do too. This car really had me going at the time. I loved this car when it came out. And this is one of those cars, and not quite as shocking as the Taurus was when it came out, but this is one of those cars that kind of changed things for a lot of automakers. It was very simply elegant. You know, Audi was running their Form Follows Function campaign at the time, and this was really a great car to sort of pivot around for the maker.
A great blog that you should check out at the Daily Drive, which is the blog section of consumerguide.com. Another story that I really enjoyed, and I thought we'd have a little bit of fun. Let's go back in time to the year 1980. And I understand that you were in the eighth grade back in 1980.
I
am a little bit older, so I was actually I was in college in 1980 and remember all these vehicles quite well, to say the least, but I really enjoyed what you wrote about being in the eighth grade and your remembrances of that particular era.
Yeah, that was a strange time automotively, too, because that's the era we grew up in, power outage or not. we loved the cars we saw, and you know, it's funny, too, because kids my age, exactly my age, car lovers my age, didn't know muscle cars. We just accepted low-compression V8s as being the best things we could get our hands on.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely so true. Well, let's talk about some of the best-looking vehicles of 1980. Back then, again, beauty was in the eye of the beholder. Tell us about some of the best-looking ones that you remember.
Yeah, I'm especially fond, and I don't know why, and this has changed a little bit over time, of the Cadillacs of that era. It seems a little counterintuitive for a kid to be into those, but there's just something about the creased edges and the sense of substance about them that I really appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at those vehicles from General Motors, the entire trio of personal luxury coupes, the Cadillac Eldorado, the Oldsmobile Toronado, and the Buick Riviera, I mean, they were large, and they were, you know, old school by today's standards, but they were quite classy-looking vehicles, and, you know, I'm surprised that they're not fetching more in the collector car world these days, because they really were very, very good-looking.
I think that, you know, there's that old rule of thumb that people collect the cars that they liked in high school. And, you know, just now those people are getting of age where they might actually have a little money on the side and might want to garage something like a 1980 Eldorado.
Yeah, the 1980 Eldorado is definitely a really, really cool one. What other vehicle made your list for 1980?
Oh, gosh, there were so many of them. Personal favorite, of course, we talked about the Eldorado, but the Riviera, of course, was huge at that time. And, and the Toronado. And at the time, too, I had a hard time deciding between all three of them. And there was something really cool and something contrarian about the fact that they were all front-wheel drive at the time, which seemed like a strange step forward for vehicles that didn't otherwise architecturally didn't go forward. What else we have here? This one's tough to explain, and I had to argue with office mates about this, but I have a strange fondness for the all-wheel drive vehicles from AMC.
Oh, yes, the Eagle, yeah.
And especially in sedan form, because it almost looks natural in wagon form, but there's something truly odd about the raised ride height of the AMC Eagle sedan that really appeals to me.
When you stop and think about it, I mean, that, you know, certainly aesthetically it wasn't that great looking, but you have to applaud AMC and the folks there, the engineers, for bringing into action, you know, all-wheel drive in a passenger car. Now, today, you know, we see all-wheel drive offered in so many different guises and everything from coupes to sedans to, of course, the crossovers and the sport utility vehicles. But back then, this was groundbreaking stuff.
It really was, and I wonder to what extent I thought it was good looking and to what extent I thought it was cool. And I can't, over the mists of time, I can't separate the two.
Let's move back to modern days and talk about a recent test drive you guys had in the office. And I had this vehicle, the exact same one, just a few weeks back, the 2015 Audi A3 equipped with the 1.8-liter turbo power plant. And this vehicle had one so many accolades. I was so excited to get into it, and there's no question about it. It is a very good car, but there were a number of areas that disappointed me. The interior, for example, and the pricing as well. I know that my vehicle was knocking on the door of $40,000 and didn't have a lot of the accoutrements that you kind of expect for a vehicle of that price range.
Yeah, I agree. Dynamically, I think the vehicle is sound and actually entertaining, but you're disappointed with the interior, I think, that we can mirror. One of the biggest disappointments is that the stock interior really underdeveloped, and you have to pay money for a package to bring that upgrade.
So true. Check it out, everybody, at Consumer Guide Automotive, and check out The Daily Drive, which is the blog. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Don't forget to check out my website. It's under construction, getting a little bit of a tune-up, autoworldradio.com. And we'll see you, if you're leaving us, next week, same time, same station.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.